Hey, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Hey. We left off on daf Ayin Dalet and Beis, about eight lines before the end of the page. Ibaya Lahu. First was on the line our Ahani Lach. So first we're going to discuss, again continuing our discussions of a Ben Pakua, we're first going to talk about whether the Ben Pakua is considered a piece of the mother or it's considered to be a separate entity with regard to how to count the Tumah. Rishon Sheni, meaning is it something that's Mekabel Tumah from the mother or is it a single entity together with the mother? Then we're going to discuss whether a live ben pakua can have tumas ochlin. Normally, live animals cannot become tamei. Only once they're dead, they become a meichel, and then they're mekabel tumas ochlin. What about a live ben pakua? So that's going to be a discussion on the top of Amud Aleph, and then we're going to talk about whether a live dug trefa. Let's say you have a fish that is ill that has one of the simani trefas, but there is no dinim of trefas by a fish. So whether a live dug trefa is able to be mekabel tumas ochlin? Is it mekabel tumas ochlin because it's going to die? And therefore, it's ki'ilu, it's already prepared to be a food. There are no dinim of trefos by fish as far as making it not kosher, but is it already considered a meichel while it's still swimming around because it is a trefa? The Gemara is also going to talk about the status of the chelev of the fetus, of the ben pakua. Is the chelev considered not to be chelev at all, or is it considered to be chelev just like any other animal's chelev? And we're also going to talk about, on the bottom of the Yom, going over Tamid Beis, whether you can shecht and eat a ben pakua that was found inside of a trefa mother, meaning the shechita of the mother happened, you found this animal inside, the ben pakua looks healthy, but the mother was found to be a trefa. So does that, what happens to that shechita say? Now certainly you're going to have to shecht this ben pakua, but the question is, does the shechita even work for this ben pakua? Do you say no, it had one chance at shechita by the shechita sa'im, and that didn't work out? And then the majority of Amud Beis is going to talk about the shita of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri about how an animal could still be walking around and alive and an adult animal already, but it's still a ben pakua. You're allowed to eat it without shechito. In what way that differs from the Tanakama? That's going to lead us into a discussion about the offspring of a ben pakua. Does a ben pakua's offspring also have the status of a ben pakua, or is it only a one generation thing? And when we require shechito mishamar sayin, when we do not require shechita. Okay, so let's begin eight lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. So in general, there are various levels of tumah. Of course, there's Evi Avosa tumah, and Ava tumah, and Rishon tumah, and Sheni tumah. And normally, it always goes down a level when something is metame something else. It always goes down one level of tumah. So Yibayilu, they raise the following shayla. You find an ubar that's ben tes chadashim and it's alive inside the mother after shechita. So assuming that the shechitas ha'em works for it, ma'u limnos bo rishon v'sheni. If an av ha'tumah touches the aim, does it become a rishon l'tumah and the ben pakua a sheni, or is the ben pakua also a rishon because it's part of the aim that touched the av ha'tumah? So Rabbi Yochanan amar mono bo rishon v'sheni. No, because they're two separate entities, they're two separate bodies, and therefore mother becomes a rishon, the ben pakua becomes a sheni. Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar ein mon bo rishon v'sheni. They're a single entity, and therefore the mother and the fetus are both a rishon. Nasa ke'egos amiskashkish b'klibaso. It's like a nut that's in a shell, that while it may rattle around in the shell, we view the entire thing as a single entity, because the outer shell is only a protection for the nut itself. So Eisvei, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, where we said that Hotzi Ubar Siyada, we said that if the Uber sticks its hand out, and you shecht the mother, and then you cut off the yad, so we said Habasar Maga Nevela. The basar of the ubar is tamei tumas maga nevela, because the aver that emerged is tamei tumas nevela, which is an avatuma. So the basar of the ubar touched it, and it is therefore maga nevela. Divrei Meir. The chamar and the chamar say no, it's maga trefa shchuta. The basar is only tamei as maga trefa shchuta, but not maga nevela. Either way, though, the basar is able to become tameh. The basar of this fetus is able to become tameh. How? Bishal didi chad gufahu. According to Reish Lakish says, according to me, I understand very well, it's all one body. Haynu diskasha b'dama di'imeh. So the fetus couldn't become hukshar l'kabal tumah from the from the dam of the mother that happened at Shechita. Because once the mother became Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah, and it's all one entity, it's all one body, so the fetus is also Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah. But if you hold that these are two separate entities, how's it even Shaykh to talk about what level of Tumah the fetus has? The fetus shouldn't have any level of Tumah because it was never Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah. Tumah Sochlin has to first be Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah. Samalei B'Shechita, Kreb Shimon. Now, I hold that there's such a thing of Hekshar L'Kabel Tumah without actually coming into contact with one of the liquids, it could become Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah just by Shechita, even if it were a dry Shechita. Shechita alone is Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah. The Etzem HaShechita is Mokshar even without Dam coming out at all, and therefore even though they're considered to be Shnei Gufim and the Dam HaShechita is not Mokshar it, but the Shechita Se'im worked for the fetus, so everyone agrees to that. That's the very din of Ben Pakua. The Shechita Se'im does work for the fetus, so it therefore also works to be Mokshar the fetus to be Mekabel Tumah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rabbi Shimon Lakish. The Braisa talks about you have a Ben Tes Chai that's found inside the mother after the Shechita of the mother and became Mutter with the Shechita of the mother. The Avar Benahar, and that Avar Benahar, that Ben Tes Chai, goes through a river. Hukshar, it is now Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah from the water of the river. Halach L'Beis HaKvaros, it then, after it became Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah, went to a cemetery. Nitma, it now becomes Tameh. So Bish, Lama L'Didaminu Trei Gufininu. According to me, that I say that the mother and the fetus are considered to be two separate entities, and that's why the fetus is not Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah through the Shechita of the mother, Misham Hachi Hukshar in La Hukshar Lo. That's why it needs to have its own event of Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. The mother Hekshel Kabel Tumah is not going to make a difference for the fetus because they are two separate entities. El Vidach Tamar Chad Gufahu, but you who say that they're all a single guf, that it's a single entity, Ha Iskasha B'Dama Di'ime. Why does it need to pass through a river in order to be Hekshel Kabel Tumah? Shouldn't it be Hekshel Kabel Tumah anyway from the dam of the mother? Says Gemara B'Shechita Yabeshta Udlo Krabi Shimon. Maybe we're assuming that it was a dry Shechita, that no dam came out at the time of Shechita, and we're assuming not like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Shechita itself is Machshir. And therefore, the Shechita of the mother wasn't Machshir the mother. Mele, it's not going to be Machshir the Vlad either, so the Vlad is going to have to actually walk through the water in order for it to become Tameh. So this Braisa tells us that Ben Pakua, even though it is Chai, is Mekabel Tumah, Tumas Ochlin, talking about walking through the water, walking into a cemetery. So we're talking about a live animal over here. And this live animal is Mekabel Tumah. That is it's a rule breaker. In general, live animals are never Mekabel Tumah. Only meat is Mekabel Tumah. Dead meat is Mekabel Tumah. Live animals can't be Mekabel Tumah. So says Mar Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Braisa that holds that a Ben Pakua is Mekabel Tumah, even though it is alive? Avar Benar, Hukshar, Halach Beis HaKvaros Nitma, that said that if it goes through the river, it becomes Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah, goes into the cemetery, it becomes Tameh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. It follows only the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili and not those who argue on him. D'tanya, Rabbi Shum ben Elazar, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Metameh Tumas Ochlin. That Ben Pakua, even when he's alive, is Metameh Tumas Ochlin if it touches Tumah. Because since it's Mutar Ba'achila, it has a din of Ochel, and therefore B'tzarech Hechshir. It needs Hechshir in order to be Mekabel Tumah, because the dam of the Shechita of the mother is not going to be Makshar to be Mekabel Tumah, because they're considered to be Shnei Gufim, they're considered to be separate entities. The Chum Omrim, Einam Metamei Tumas Ochlin, Mepnei Shulchai. It can't be Metamei Tumas Ochlin, it's alive. The Kol Shulchai, Einam Metamei Tumas Ochlin. Anything that's alive cannot be Metamei Tumas Ochlin. There is a Chakira in the Achronim why that rule is generally true. Why is it that something that's alive is not Mekabel Tumas Ochlin? Is it because it's not Roi L'Achila, because you can't eat a live thing? And even if you would have in mind that you want to eat it as is, it's Batl Daito Etzel Das Kal Adam, so it's simply not a Meichel yet? Or no, maybe even if it's considered an Ochel, it's a special din that the Chiyus is Monea Kabbalas Tumah, that there's some sort of Xeris, a custom or something, that Chiyus, that actual living, is Monea the potential for Kabbalas Tumah. Some suggest maybe that's the Machlokas about Ben Pakua, which one exactly it has Chiyus, but it doesn't, but it is already Ra'ui La'achila in a certain sense. Okay. Okay, so we have the machlokes from the Chum in the Mishnah. If a ben tishachai is mutter al yidei the shechita of the mother, so we could have said that the machlokes from Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim, whether a ben pakua, a live ben pakua, is mekabel tuma, is really tully in that machlokes, right? We could have said that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like the Chachamim in our Mishnah that it's hutar b'shechita simo, and therefore it has a din of an ochel, so it's mekabel tumas ochlin, even though it's alive. And the Chacham would disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, would say that it's not mekabel tuma, and meaning they say that it's not mekabel tuma when it's alive. They must hold like Rabbi Meir that it's not nitar b'shchita simo, and it's asa b'achila unless you give it its own shchita, and that's why it's not mekabel tuma. But if we were to make that association, Rabbi Yochanan would have had to say that the Tana of the Braisa follows the Chachamim of the Mishnah. Why does he say that it follows Rabbi Yossi Aglili? You see that Rabbi Yochanan understands that even the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili agree to the Chachamim that the Ubar becomes Mutar Ba'achila with the Shechita of the mother. And nevertheless, they still hold that it's not Mekabel Tumah. Meaning, even though the Shechita Seim works for the fetus is still not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because it's alive, and living animals are not Mekabel Tumah. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have said that the Tana of the Braisa is the Chacham of the Mishnah, because even according to the Chacham of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chacham would disagree if an Uber is Mekabel Tumah Mechayim. So the Gemara says, and we have another indication that we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chacham, whether the Uber is Mekabel Tumah Mechayim, is even within the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Shechita of the mother works for the fetus. Va'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan says the same exact thing elsewhere. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Ube Shammai Amru Dover Echad. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Beishamai both agree that a Baal Chai that's Mutar Ba'achila without Shechita is Mekabel Tumah while it's alive. That you can still, that even though it's a living being, it can be Mekabel Tumah while it's alive. Now in general, many of the Rishonim point out, whenever we say someone is Amru Dover Echad, we mean to say that the Halacha is not that way, meaning the Ein Halacha Keshita. We're saying that they're an individual unique Shita, and that's why we have to point out the anomalies that those who say this same unusual Shita at the same time. But anyway, what is in what way are Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Beishamai associated with each other according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Ode Amaran. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we just said that Ben Pakua is Mekabel Tumah, even though it's alive, it's Mekabel Tumah Zochlin. Beishamai is from the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Masechus Uktzin, where he talks about fish. Dagim don't require any shechita. Me'emesai mekabel tumah. At what point is a fish considered a food so that it's mekabel tumah sochlin? Ve'shamiram misheyit sodu. As soon as you trap them, they're not going to require any shechita. So as soon as you take them out of the water, where is the only place they could live, obviously, they're going to die. And therefore, they are like mesim that are already mekabel tumah. So you see that he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that even though they're still alive, once since they're mutzah ba'achila below shechita, they're mekabel tumah. No, Mishayamusu. You have to wait till they die before they're considered a food, and Mekabel Tumah like a food. Rabbi Kiva Omri Misha'a She'en Yecholin L'chios. They don't have to actually die, but they have to get to the point where throwing them back in the water won't help. Where even if you were to put them back in the water, they wouldn't be able to live. They're on an irreversible path toward death. I mean, I guess everyone's on an irreversible path toward death, but like a direct irreversible path toward death right now. So only then is I don't mean to like depress anybody, but only then is it considered to be an ochel. So my benayu says, what's the nafkamina between Basil and Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, what would be a fish that's not dead but couldn't possibly live? Rabbi Yochanan dag mikarteya ika benayu. There's a dog that's still mefarper, that you bring it out of the water and it dries up between the snapirim and the size of a matbeya, that's the size of a sella. This is the way Rashi understands this whole thing, that in such a case it won't live. Once it dried up, that part of the fish dried up, that larger part of the fish dried up, it cannot live even if you throw it back into the water. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it will already be able to become tamei to Masochlin. According to Basil, no, it's not dead yet, so it's not going to be able to become tamei to Masochlin. That's the way Rashi understands. Tosfos understands Dag Bekarteya means that it's jumping around with a lot of vigor, with a lot of strength, and if you put it back into the water, it will still live, and it's not Yavish Bokasela. And he's saying the Gemara was not asking what the Nafgamina is between Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva, but it was between Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva. And we're saying a Dag Mekarteya, according to Beis Shammai, since it's Nitzod, it's Mekabel Tuma, even though it's Mekarteya Bechozek, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not Mekabel Tuma because it could still live if you throw it into the water. So this is Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso, from the fact that he said that only Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like Beis Shammai, and the Chacham who disagree with him would not hold like Beis Shammai. You see that the Chacham are molded to the Chacham in our Mishnah, that Ben Pakua is Mutar Ba'Achila, and nevertheless they hold that it's not Mekabel Tuma because it's alive. So they would also disagree with Beis Shammai by fish, and hold that because it's alive, it cannot be Mekabel Tuma. Because if you were going to say that the Chacham of Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold like Rabbi Meir, who requires Shechita of a Ben Pakua, and because it's Asur Ba'Achila, as long as it hasn't been Shechted, it can't be called an Ochel yet, and that's why it's not Mekabel Tumas Ochlim. So they would agree to be Shammai by fish. Fish doesn't require Shechita, so it should be able to be Mekabel Tumah even while it's still alive. So there would be nothing forcing you to say that Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Beis Shammai are associated with each other. So it must be that even the Chachamim would disagree with him are molded to Beis Shammai when it comes to fish. So it's Muchach from Rabbi Yochanan that even the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and that's Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso, what he said in the Brisa, that it's Mekabel Tumah Beis HaKvaros, Dafka goes like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Fine, says the Gemara Vayta now. By Rav Chista, Rav Chista asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, that from the point where it can't live any further, the fish is Mekabel Tumas Ochlin. Noldu bedogim simani trefa. Let's say you have what would normally be considered simani trefa on a behema, it happens in a fish, right? So, mahu. Do those fish, are they considered dead already and therefore they're Mekabel Tumas Ochlin, or are they not considered dead yet? So, tibay leman yam trefa chaya, tibay leman yam trefa ene chaya. And this is a shayla whether you hold that when a behemoth is a trefa, whether you hold it could survive or whether you hold it can't survive. Why? Tibay leman yam trefa chaya. According to the sheet that holds trefa chaya, maybe by fish you'd be moda that it can't survive. Why? Behemohu dinafisha chayuse. Because a behemoth is a much more vigorous animal. It has a lot more chiyus. So maybe even though it's a trefa, it still might live. But a dog, aval dogim dinafisha chayusayhu, but a fish has very little life force in it. It's interesting, the Gemara measures life force of different creatures, not just that there are two, you know, there's alive and dead. There's different levels of life force, so we assume that a behema has a greater life force than a fish does, so maybe that the fish's minimal life force, once it becomes a trefa, is already wiped out. So lo, it's not able to live anymore once it's a trefa, and it's already considered like it's dead, and therefore it's mekabel tumas ochlin. Oh, Dilmore, maybe you could say even the other way. Even if you hold that a behema that's a trefa cannot possibly live, but hani mili behema diyesh b'mina shchita. That's only by a behema where if it becomes a trefa, what's so terrible? Now it's not ro'ui for shchita anymore. And that's why it's considered to be already dead. Aval dagim de'in b'mina shchita, but by dagim that don't require shchita to be matur ba'achila, meaning if the whole problem of being a trefa is that it's moneya, the possibility for shchita, a dag doesn't have a possibility for shechita, and therefore shouldn't be a problem. So maybe it's not considered dead yet until it actually dies. So Teiku, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. Hitila nefel. Now a behema that has an ubar that is nefel. It was not kalal chadashav. Ben shmona chadashim only had 8 months in the womb. Rabbi Yochanan amar chelbo kichelev behema. That the chelev of that nefel has the same din as a chelev of a behema where you chayev kares for eating it. Rabbi Shimon lach amar chelbo kichelev chaya. No, it has the din of chelev of a chaya where there's no iser kares midin chelev. The chelev is like the rest of the nefel, which at this point would have the status of a nevela. So Rabbi Yochanan amar chelbo kechelav behema avira garam. Rabbi Yochanan says it has the same din as the chelav of a behema. And the reason is because the leda that it goes through comes out into the avira olam, that causes it that it should have a shame behema, and once it's born and it breathes in the air, the outside air, so it's a regular behema, so it's chelev, it's regular chelev. Rav Shimon ben Lakshamar chelbo kechelev chaya, that the chelev is mutzer like the chelev of a chaya, because the avir itself is not garim, but rather chadashim garmi. It's only the avir together with finishing the months of pregnancy that are goring that it will have a shame behema, and this didn't finish the months of pregnancy, so the chelev never took on the status of chelev behema. So it's only asr mishum nevela, it's not asr mishum chelev. Ikada amri kal hechad de lo kal lo chadash ve lo klumhu. Others say that no, whenever it has not yet gone through 9 months of pregnancy, there's no doubt that it is not a behema. Everyone would agree. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is hechad hoshed yad lemei behema, betalash chelev shel ben tisha chai va'achal. The case is, you stick your hand inside of an animal, there's a ben tisha chai in there, you cut out some chelev from it, and then you eat it. Rabbi Yochanan chelbo ki chelev behema chadashim garmi. Rabbi Yochanan would say it has a full status of chelev because it has gone through 9 months of pregnancy, and that's what gives it the status of behema. Rabbi Shimon Lach shomer chelbo ki chelev chaya chadashim ve'avira garmi. That you need both. You need it to have gone through 9 months of pregnancy and to have been exposed to the outside atmosphere in order for it to be a behema. Says Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lachish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rabbi Shimon Lakish that the Medrash tells us that chelev of an ubar that's found inside the mother after the shechita does not have a shem chelev, because the pasuk said meaning the Medrash says, how do I know that that's true? Because of a pasuk by Karban Shlamim that you're supposed to be makrev the chelev, the shtei klayos, the chelev and the chelev that's on the shtei klayos. Now, if it means the shalil as well, there wouldn't be shtei klayos. There would be four klayos. So you see that the pasuk must not be including the fetus, and the chelev is not included in the chelev that's mentioned in the pasuk. The chelev of the fetus is not part of the chelev that we talk about in the karban that you need to be makriv. So you might say that the chelev of the shlil is excluded from onesh and azhara, that if a person eats it, he's not chayev kares, he's not musar al chilaso, but it might still have a shame chelev on it that you're able to be makriv on the mizbeach like other chelev behemos. That's why the pasuk says by karban asham that you're makriv the chelev of shteya klayos and the chelev shalein, and which you didn't need to say because you could have learned it from a kal v'chomer from the shlamim. So why does it say it? Ma chelev shteya klayos hamur. So that's how the Medrash finishes off the limud, that just like the chelev that the Torah is mitzavah to be makrav by a karban asham can't be the chelev of the shlil because it's not shayich to have a shlil by an asham, meaning an asham can only be a male animal, so there is never a fetus of an asham. So too we learn by every karban, even a karban that could be from an akeva like a karban shlamim, motzim mechlal shlil, that the chelev of the shlil is pasul akrava. When we say that you're supposed to bring the chelev of a karban shlamim on the mizbeach, it does not mean the chelev of the fetus. The chelev of the fetus is not included. How do I know? Because by karban asham, it's obviously not including the chelev of the fetus, because there is no fetus by a karban asham. I understand very well why you need a pasuk that the uber has a shame behem already once it's kalal lo chadashav. So I need a pasuk to tell me that even so, don't be makrav the chelev. That even though it's a ben tisha and it's a real behema, can't be makrav the chelev el didach. But according to you, that a shlil is not called a behema until it's yatzal avir olam. Amay yisrich. Why would you need a pasuk to tell me you can't be makrav it? So meaning, of course you can't be makrav it. It's not chelev. Says Mar Amalei, time didi nami mehacha. Yeah, that's my source. Meaning that's my source for the idea that it's not chelev. From the fact that you tell me that I can't bring it on the mizbeach as the chelev of the karban, that's how I know that it doesn't have a status of chelev. Ikadamri, others have the whole conversation in the reverse. That Eisvei Rabbi Shimon Lach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lach challenges Rabbi Yochanan from this Medrash and Taurus Kohanim. That how do I know chelev of Ben Pakua doesn't have a shem chelev when it comes to akrava, meaning that you would not be able to be makriv the chelev of Ben Pakua. So machelev shtei klayos hamurus ba'asham utz mechal shlil. Just like by the karban asham, obviously it does not include the chelev of shlil because there is no shlil by karban asham. Avkal mutz mechal shlil. So to buy any karban, the chelev of the fetus doesn't count. So bishlam edim yishumachim miyatei rachmana. So according to me, the chelev is mutz ba'achila, and that's why the pasuk has to be memaided from akrava el ledidach likrav, but according to you that it's included in chelev, so let it be brought with the rest of the chelev. Amarlei mididava amuchus zman. So Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, just like we find that amuchus zman is pasul akrava, that a behema that's nolad is not able to be brought until yom shmini lileidaso, if it's in the first week of its life, it's not able to be brought as a karban. Aye, but it's a fully formed fetus kalul chadashav. It was yatz. Everyone agrees that it has the status of a behema, but still, you're not allowed to be makrav it on the mizbeach. So what's so strange to say that chelev of a shlil, it is chelev, it is from a real behemah, it is everything. You just can't bring it on the mizbeach. There are certain rules that are different halachos when it comes to bringing it on the mizbeach. Good. Am Rabbi Ami, hashochet es hatrefa. A person shucks a behema, and the behema turns out to be trefa. Umatzva ben tishchai, and then they find a ben tishchai inside that trefa. So the divrei haoser, if according to Rameir who asers a ben tishchai that's found in a kshera, meaning Rameir is one that said that even a regular ben pakua, when the mother was a kshera, you have to shecht the baby. So then matir, he'll be matir that uber ba'achila if you shecht it. Meaning Rameir essentially says, the shechita of the mother doesn't matter anyway. So if the shechita of the mother doesn't matter anyway, when the mother was a trefa, okay, but the baby's not, so when the baby grows up, you could check the baby. When the baby comes out, you can check the baby and it'll be fine. L'divrei amatir, oser. But the one that holds that the shechita of the mother helps for the baby, so then he's going to say that if the mother was a trefa, that shechita is not going to help the baby. The baby can't get its own shechita, so the baby's going to be oser. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. L'divrei amatir, nami mutir. Even if you hold that any uber that's ben tisha is mutter b'shchita simo, it would still be mutter because arba to shech the baby because arba simanim machshir be'rachmana. There are four simanim that the Torah is machshir that the uber has a heter b'shchitas two out of the four simanim. I mean, you have choices when it comes to an uber. It could either be mutter with the shchita of the kan of the veshet of the mother or its own kan of veshet. So when the Torah is mati the uber b'shchita simo from kol be'vemotu chelu, it's a kula. It's not just a separate shechita that's matir the uber, it's a kula. That not only could its own shechita work for it, even the mother shechita could work for it. If the mother shechita didn't work because it was a trefa, so good, so now you could do the uber shechita and that would work as well. So, Amar Rav Chista, shochet es ha-trefa, matzav ben tishchai. Rav Chista says this exact case, you shech the trefa, and inside the trefa you find the ben tishchai, ta'un shechita, it needs its own shechita. The chayiv bizrael chayayim akeva, and your chayiv and all the matnos kuhuna of a behemah that you shecht, because it's chayiv and shechita mikra adin. Anything that requires its own shechita is chayiv and all the matnos kuhuna. V'im meis, and if it dies without shechita, torah mila tamei b'masa, it would not be tamei b'masa because the shechita of the mother at least worked to take away the nevela status. Because when you shecht the trefa, without any fetus, you just shecht the trefa, the dead animal is not a nevela. So the shechita of the mother doesn't work to be matir b'achila, because it didn't work to be matir the mother b'achila, it's not going to work to be matir the fetus b'achila. But the shechita of the mother worked just like it worked for itself, to make it not a nevela, not tamei tumas nevela, it will also work for the fetus to not make it tamei tumas nevela. So Rava holds like Rabbi Ami that according to the Chum, that a matir, an uber ben teisha, with the shechita of the mother, that it's considered to be already shechted, and therefore if the mother is a trefa, we can't be matir the uber, we cannot shecht the uber, because the mother's shechita is what really mattered. So I asked Rav Chisa, I'm like Rava, Rava says Rav Chisa, ta'un shechita keman. When you say that ta'un shechita, who are you assuming like? Krabi Meir. You're assuming like the shechita of Rav Meir, that the ben tisha needs shechita in order to be matir itself. So because according to the Chachamim, it's not ta'un shechita, it's already shechut va'omeid from the mother. The imeis tahar min the mas. But then you say that if it dies, it doesn't have tumas nevela, kiman krabanan. That's assuming like the Rabbanan, that the mother shechita worked. Meaning in this one sentence, you said two contradictory things. You have to pick a side. Either the mother shechita counts for the uber, or the mother shechita doesn't count for the uber. If the mother shechita counts for the uber, so good, the baby is not going to be tamei tumas nevela. I understand that very well. But the baby also will not be able to be mutter al yidei shechita. So how can you say that the baby can be mutter al yidei its own shechita? Sounds like the mother shechita is ignored. And yet, at the same time, you're going to say that we pay attention to the mother shechita to say that the baby's not in the vela. Rav Chista responds to Rava, and you think you're any better? Had the Tani Rav Chia, when Rav Chia says in the Braisa, Hashochit as a trefa, umatzah ben teisha chai, you shech the trefa and you find a ben teisha chai, ton shechita, v'chai b'zroi l'chai mekeva, v'meis tarom l'tai m'masa. So ton shechita, when you say that it's ton shechita, Kiman Krameir, you're assuming like Krameir, that the mother's Shechita was irrelevant, so the fetus needs Shechita. The Imes Tarmi Latame Vimasa, Kirabanan. And then you say, but it's not a Nevela. That's assuming like the Rabbanan, that the mother's Shechita worked, and it's not a Nevela. So he says, no, hello, Kasha. That doesn't bother me. That Rabbi Chia doesn't bother me. Why? Rabbi Chia im kvar mitzao meis ka'amar. When he says im meis, what he really means to say is that he's holding entirely like Rav Meir, that the shechita of the mother doesn't do anything. And therefore, Rav Chia says, if ben tishachai that's found inside a mother is going to require its own shechita. But Rav Meir agrees that if you find it dead inside the mother, then the mother shechita works. And that's what Rav Chia adds, that im kvar mitzao meis is what he's trying to say. If you find it already dead inside the treifa mother, even though the shechita was not matir b'achila, it will be matired from Tumas Nevela. El l'didach, but l'shitascha, that you don't think it's talking about kvar mitzao meis, because that's not the way you explained it. You understood v'im meis to mean that it's found alive inside the mother, you take it out, and then at some later time it dies, so kasha. So then you have a problem. How do you reconcile that you initially say like Rav Meir and then switch to the Chachamim? So I'm later, Chis responds, L'didinami lo kasha, it's not a problem. Arba simanam achshav erachmana. When we say that the mother's shechita would work for the fetus, it doesn't mean that the fetus's shechita won't work for the fetus. Meaning that's where you misunderstood me. Right? It's not that once the mother's shechita works, so now the baby's not eligible for its own shechita anymore. If the mother's shechita was no good because the mother was a treifa, so now the baby's stuck, is never going to be mutter. No, when we say that the mother's shechita works for the fetus, it means even the mother's shechita works for the fetus, but the fetus's shechita also works for the fetus. So if the mother's shechita didn't work out because it was a treifa, so fine, so then you can check the fetus. And that way, everything is resolved. So it says in Mark, Kisalik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkei Rabbi Asi, Diyas Mekam Leila Shemaita, he found Rabbi Asi was sitting and saying over this sugya, this whole discussion between Rav Chista and Rava. So Rav Asi said to Rabbi Zera, Yasher, you're saying very well in the name of Rav Chista, this idea that arba simanim, that there are four simanim that could potentially be matir, the ubar, and it's just take your pick. It's either the mother's shechita or the ubar's shechita. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says this way as well. So Rabbi Zera says, from the fact that he said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, not in the name of Reish Lakish, Mechal de Polag Alei Rabbi Shimon Lakish, meaning he was being very positive. Yeah, that's how Rabbi Yochanan holds. Okay, but you tell me that's how Rabbi Yochanan holds, meaning you're telling me Reish Lakish does not hold that way. So Misha Havishayle Vishasikle. So when Reish Lakish was quiet when Rabbi Yochanan said this, and I don't know what his opinion was. I mean, Reish Lakish often, when Rabbi Yochanan would say something, wouldn't respond right away. He would wait some time to see how it would play out, if Rabbi Yochanan would rethink things, if he would. So he'd wait some time. During that time, Rav Asi left, so he has no idea what happened at the end of the conversation. So Amri, some say that Reish Lakish was drinking water in the Beis Medrash when Rabbi Yochanan said this Shmua, and therefore he didn't say anything. And during that time, Rav Asi left. I mean, the point is he doesn't know what happened at the end of the conversation, whether Reish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. So just because I'm saying that Rabbi Yochanan held a certain way doesn't mean Reish Lakish didn't hold that way. It's just that I don't know that Reish Lakish also held that way. So the Rishonim already point out that Reish Lakish would drink in the Beis Medrash, even though normally out of kavod maybe he would leave the Beis, because when Rabbi Yochanan was talking, he didn't want to miss anything. He was afraid that he'd miss some teaching of Rabbi Yochanan, so he would stay in the Beis Medrash to take his drink as well. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer Afilu. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri said in our Mishnah, not only is there such a din of a ben pakua, but even if the baby, the ben pakua, is now 5 years old and it's being choresh pasada, still the shechita of the mother works for the baby. Says Mar Haynu Tanakama. It's exactly what the Tanakama shita is, that the baby doesn't require shechita. So Amar Rav Kahana, Hifris al gabe karka ikubinayim. No, there's a big difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. If it's already walking on the ground, according to the Tanakama, as long as it's not yet walking on the ground, it does not require shechita. But once it's hifris al gabe karka, then it will require shechita midrabanan, because of a gezeira that people won't realize that it's a ben pakua. It looks like a regular animal. It's not so close to the birth that it might easily be mistaken for a regular animal, and people will come to be mati a regular animal without shechita. But Rav Shimon Shazuri doesn't hold of any such kazeras. He holds that a ben pakua never needs shechita. Doesn't matter even if it's 5 years old. It's together with the other animals. It's doing acting like a regular animal. Simply does not require shechita. Now, a vlad of a mother and a father that were both b'nei pakua, so they pass on that characteristic to the offspring, right? So according to the chachamim, that the offspring that the ben pakua itself requires shechita midrabanan, the vlad of the ben pakua requires shechita midrabanan. According to Rav Shimon Shazuri, that it's muta without shechita, the vlad would be totally muta without shechita. We're gonna have a sugya in a couple of days from now whether choshen lezara'av or ein choshen lezara'av. How do we determine what characteristics get passed down to the vlad? Is it purely based on the mother, or is it also the father plays a role over here? So Amr of Misharshil, the Divrei Omer Choshen Lezarav, if you say that you are Choshesh for the Zera Ha'av, that it's not purely based on the mother, the father also has some say in it. So Ben Pakua Habal Behema Ma'alisa, what if the father's a Ben Pakua and it's Ba on a regular Behema, the mother's a regular Behema, Havlad in Lotakanat, then the halacha would be that the Vlad, there's nothing you could do, you can't eat it at all, you can't check it even, because it's as if it only has one simen mitzad its mother, because the simen that it has mitzad its father is Ben Pakua, it's as if it's already shechted, and the behema is only going to be mutter when you shecht two simanim, and you can't say that shecht the remaining simen now and it will be mitzari for the simen that's already shechted, because as Rashi points out, that would be a terrible shehiya. You're not allowed to delay between one shechitas one simen and the other, and one simen was shechted already by the shechita of the zayda, so of the babi, not the zayda of the babi, right? So it can't be that you're going to shecht the other one now. Amar Abaye, Kol Modim Bekalut. Everyone agrees, both Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Chachamim, that if the Ubar has hooves that are not split like a regular Kasher Behema, Ben Pakua, and it's a Ben Pakua Shemuter, that you could eat it without Shechita. My Taima, Kol Milsa Ditamia Mitkar Dekiri La Inchi. Because that's weird. It's just such a strange circumstance, and anything that's strange, people will remember. So everyone will remember that this baby is like a mutated baby, so everyone's going to realize, oh yeah, that's the strange one, and it was Ben Pakua, right? They'll realize that it's unusual, and therefore no one's going to confuse it with the regular animal. Ikadamri Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim. Others say that no, Abaye required it to be a little stranger than that. Everyone that Abaye is saying Hakol Modim Bekalut Ben Kluta, that if it's a Kalut, the son of a behema that was also a Kluta and Ben Pakua, and this Uber is a Ben Pakua Shemuter, that's when it's Mutter. My timer, trade to me Mitkar Zekiri and Shi. You need two things to be very strange in order for it to be remembered, that it's a kalut and that its mother was a kluta. Then everyone will remember all the other details as well, such as the fact that it's ben pakua, and no one will wonder about the fact that you're eating it without shechita. Amar Ziri, Amar Bichanina, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that we pass on Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that ben pakua does not require shechita even midrabanan. V'cheinoy Rabbi Shimon Shazuri matir b'bno uben b'no at sov kaladoros. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri was even matir all the offspring. I mean, if you raise a flock of ben pakuas, even midrabanan, you'll never require shechita. So you can forget all of hilchas shechita, all of hilchas shreifas, everything's going to be good. So a few people in the past couple of decades decided, great idea, they came across Chulin Ayin Hay and Bay, fantastic, they're going to start raising flocks of Ben Pakuas. So they sent the Shaila to some of the Gedolei HaPoskim, Rav Vosner and Rav Menashe Klein and others, and they weren't so excited about the idea. They said, no, we have Hilchos Treifas, we have Hilchos Shechita, there's a reason we have these areas of Halacha, so we're not supposed to be such Chachamim that we outsmart the Torah in terms of how to do this. Rav Vosner even writes in his Shuva that it may be a Kiyum Mitzvah of Lahavdil Ben HaTameh Ben that the Havdalah is that Nishchat Chetzio Shalkana Lenishchat Rubo, is to be able to tell the difference in Hilchos Shechita between a valid Shechita and an invalid Shechita, or whether something has Simani Trefa, something doesn't have Simani Trefa, it's all part of the mitzvah. And he says, Chalila Laharer Al Mesora Shalanu, that we could be Mamed Al Das, Kenimser Midar Dar. Meaning the people had Kavanas as a Chumrah. Let's do raise Ben Pakua flats, and then, meaning we don't even check for all the Trefas, we only check lungs. But we won't have to, and we're relying on Rove. Why rely on Rove? Make it a Vadai. If it's a Ben Pakua, you don't have to worry about it. No, we have a mesorah. We have a way of doing things. We don't have to raise ben pakua flocks. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, hu mutter ubno asr, that the ben pakua itself is mutter, but the offspring is going to be asr. It's going to still require shechita. Adabar chavu havale ben pakua denafal duba ale. There was a ben pakua that was attacked by a dove, and it wasn't going to be able to live anymore. Asr the kamed derav Ashi. So he came to Rav Ashi to ask what the halacha is. So amale zil shachvi. He said, go shecht it like the chacham. That a ben pakua that hifras al gabe karka requires shechita midrabanan. Amalei ha'amar ziri amar bechinina alach Rabbi Shimon Shazuri bechinina Rabbi Shimon Shazuri mati bno ben bno atzov kaladoros vafilu Rabbi Yochanan lo kamar el bno aval ihu lo. But I thought we passed in Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that it doesn't require shechita at all, and even if you do require shechita, that's only the ben would require shechita, but not the ben pakua itself. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan le divrei Rabbi Shimon Shazuri kamar. So Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yochanan, who says who mutar bno aser, is saying dafka within the shita of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, but he doesn't really hold like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. He holds like the Chamim that it would require shechita midrabanan. Vamar Ravin, so the Gemara asked Ravad Bar Chavu asked Rav Ashi, Vamar Ravin Bar Chanina, Marulam Rabbi Chanina, Halacha k Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that we do paskel Rabbi Shimon Shazuri does not require shechita. V'lo'od El Kol Makom Shashan Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Mishaseinu Halacha Kamos. So we always paskel Rabbi Shimon Shazuri whenever his name is mentioned. Amalei in the Mishnah. Amalei Ana Ki Hasvirli. I hold differently. I hold Dam Rabbi Yonasan Halach Rabbi Shimon Shazuri B'Mesukan U'B'Shumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. That there are only two cases where we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri by a Mesukan and by Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. But by Ben Pakua, we do not pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. We pass on like Chavim. What are these two cases? Mesukan Ditnan Barishona Hayu Omrim Hayotze Bekola Va'Amar Kisvu Get Liyishli. If a guy is being taken to get executed by the Melech, and on his way he says, "Write a get for my wife," and he's not thinking straight, so he doesn't say and give it. He just says, write a get for my wife. You can give it too. You imagine that's what he meant. Then they said, even if a person is going on a long journey on a caravan somewhere and he says only says kisvu, he means kisvu v'yitnu, because he doesn't know if he's ever going to come back. Even if someone is dangerously ill and he says kisvu get l'ishti, that's Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that's the one we paskin like, that by mesukan, that even that we would be kosev in those things. And not only that, trumas meiser shal demai. The second halacha by trumas meiser shal demai, the Tanan, because the Mishnah says in the fourth paragraph of Demai, Trumas Meiser Shal Demai Shal Chazur L'Makoma. If let's say you took Demai and you're Mafresh Truma and Meiser, you took Trumas Meiser of Demai, and then it gets mixed in with the rest of the produce. So now it should aser the entire produce. But remember, it's Demai, so maybe the Amoritz Taka did take Trumas and Meisers, and maybe it doesn't really aser it. But we're Machmir. We're Machmir during the week, but we're not Machmir on Shabbos, because you can't be Mafresh Trumas and Meisers, so you can trust the Amoritz on Shabbos. So B'Shim Shazur Yomer, Af b'chol shoalova ochla al piv. If it's a weekday and it's already you have this tarovus which will aser everything, you could be makeless if it were Shabbos. If the Amaretz tells you that he in fact was mafresh shumas and maisras. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.